This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian,
Steven,
and Derek J.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We were in the last hour, kind of just scratched the surface of an interesting piece by the Associated Press reporting on what it's like to be a criminal, not the government criminals, but the other ones. Look to your typical, you know, single thug in Caracas, in Venezuela.
Disorganized crime.
Exactly. And how life is even more difficult for them, the people who have, you know, historically lived off of the efforts of others by stealing them or robbing them or whatever. Apparently this guy's claiming that he's even committed murders and claims that he has lost track of how many. So, let's continue with that story. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And so, again, it's the Associated Press here. They say that they're claiming, actually, that violent crimes are down. In fact, claiming that homicides have plunged up to 20% over the last 20% over the last 3 years, based on tallies from media clippings and sources at local morgues. Officials of President Nicolas Maduro's socialist administration have drawn criticism for not releasing robust crime statistics, but the government on Tuesday gave the AP figures showing a 39% drop in homicides over the same three-year period, with 10,598 killings in the year 2018.
How many killings?
10,598. And that's presumably for the whole year for all of the country.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot. And, of course, it's the government's numbers, so who knows what the actual, you know, statistics are. Officials also report a fall in kidnappings. The decline has a direct link to the economic tailspin that has helped spark a political battle for control of the once wealthy oil nation. Soaring inflation topped 1,000,000% last year. And
wow.
This is one of the reasons why we were talking earlier about how important it is for people in that situation in Venezuela to get a hold of cryptocurrencies, whatever one we're talking about, whether it be Bitcoin BTC or Dash or Bitcoin Cash, any cryptocurrency is going to do better than the Bolivar, with the exception of maybe like BitConnect or something like that. But most of the, you know, the cryptos out there are going to do a lot better than the Bolivar.
I heard they're going again.
It hasn't gone away.
They're doing it again. Yeah. Now. There's another one.
It's still there.
BitConnect 2 or something.
Well,
it's like the example of a scam coin.
From top to bottom.
Yeah.
Speaking of inflation, most people know that Bitcoin is not at an all-time high right now. You know, it's half the price of its all-time high.
Do people know that?
Most people who are into Bitcoin.
But okay. It's really doing very well.
But in Argentina, this week, it did hit an all-time high in terms of pesos.
Really?
Wow.
Right, because the peso has fallen by over half since the previous all-time high of Bitcoin.
That's amazing.
There was another all-time high that I saw about the number of wallets that have, I believe it was less, or was it more than 0.1? I've got the story here. I'll have to pull it up. But
right, more than 0.1 BTC. The number of wallets that have that much keeps increasing.
Yeah, so that means that presumably that means more people have Bitcoin than ever before.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really say for sure because it's just wallets. One person could have 10 or 20 or whatever wallets, but it's a good measurement generally over time that of adoption.
Yeah, it seems to be an indicator.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. So that's another all-time high for Bitcoin that just happened, I think, a few days ago. That's pretty exciting. But it's super important for the folks in Venezuela to do everything they can to get rid of the Bolivar, which the typical way that people do that in countries where there's hyperinflation, you know, whether we're talking about Zimbabwe or whatever in the, you know, Germany in the past, the typical way that people get rid of their money is to spend it. Like, as soon as they get the paycheck, they go to the store and they spend it on everything they can possibly buy, because
right,
the longer they wait, the less of the value that, you know, the money will lose value.
in Argentina, I talked to a number of business owners, and they all take all the pesos they get every day and buy dollars.
Yeah.
Sure.
They deposit
on the black market, right?
Or can they do it in the bank?
Yeah, they put it in the bank account, and it goes to dollars.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, that's good that in Argentina you can still do that. You can't do that in Venezuela. The banks don't work both ways. You can only take dollars and get Bolivar from the bank. You cannot go in with Bolivar
and
get
dollars. The bank's like, well, you got to bring us something of value. Like, we're not going to just give you dollars for nothing.
Right. So it might even be a crime in Venezuela. So going on here with more from the story, inflation topping 1,000,000% last year, making the local Bolivar nearly useless, even though ATM machines have been unable to dispense more than a dollar's worth of scrip anyway. The severe scarcity of food and medicine has driven some 3.1 million Venezuelans to seek better prospects in places like Colombia, Panama, and Peru. Yeah, if you're not crippled, if you can get out of Venezuela and you can get the rest of your family out, you ought to. The reason why a lot of people stay is because of family, right? Like, they're like, well, I could leave, and I'm able-bodied, but my grandfather is, you know, he's in a wheelchair. How are we supposed to get him out? It's not going to be as easy, or whatever. Some people just want to stay where they were born. You know, they feel like they're obligated to stick it out.
Maybe they feel like it'll blow over. Like, you know,
could they really?
We've been through this sort of thing before. History repeats.
Have
know?
They?
We'll get back to our former glory. Or at least not so bad as it is today.
There was an article recently that said that Venezuela is worse than, I think it was, I forget how many years, but in like a matter of decades, like since the 70s, the worst economic destruction, with the exception of war, basically. With the exception of countries that have been like bombed out husks, Venezuela is the worst.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know if they have been through this before. This may be probably the first time, even for the octogenarians living in Venezuela, the first time that anybody's been that poor. Going on here, let's see. The majority of them are young males from whom gangs recruit, and workdays are frequently curtailed due to nationwide strikes. But as the country descends into a state of lawlessness, many Venezuelans who turn to crime find themselves subject to the same chaos that has led to a broader political and social meltdown. Critics blame 20 years of the socialist revolution launched by President Hugo Chavez, who expropriated once thriving businesses that today produce a fraction of their potential under government management. And we've talked about this before as well, where they've literally nationalized hundreds of businesses over the years in Venezuela and run them straight into the ground. Because a bureaucrat cannot run a business. Bureaucrats do not have the ability to be subject to market signals like a business owner.
Yeah, they might have the ability. They don't have the incentives.
The incentives.
Yeah.
But there's also bureaucrats within large corporations.
Absolutely.
And corporate theory does show that it's best when, like, within a large corporation, they don't even know what the different pricing and signals are within the company, so they have to use other companies
to tell them,
to even find out what the price of stuff is. So, like,
wow.
They can't even produce the whole stack of what they need for their product. Even if they could, they would just be way off. Like, they need the market signal of prices.
Yeah, and at least corporations can get those signals, whereas governments are almost completely insulated from them. It doesn't matter to the government what the prices of things
are. Well, did you know that
they'll just steal money?
In the Soviet Union, they had no idea what prices were supposed to be, right? So they would literally get like the Sears catalog. Yeah, and they would look at the prices.
Even though that was the American prices for those items, and it wouldn't necessarily correlate with whatever their economy could support.
Certainly, the price of those things in their economy must have been way higher.
Right.
Yeah.
So nobody could buy it anyway at whatever price the bureaucrats were arbitrarily setting. So it's just an absolute mess. And earlier this year, opposition leader Juan Guaido launched a bold campaign with support of the U.S. government and 50 other nations to oust Maduro, who was Chavez's successor. He was Chavez's right-hand man while Chavez was in, and now he's the president. However, Guaido has yet to make good on his promises to restore democracy, spark a robust economy, and make the streets safer. Well, he's not the president. He says he's the president. The U.S. government and other governments, you know, government gangs are recognizing him as the president, but he's not sitting in the office.
They are recognizing him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You hadn't heard about that?
No.
Yeah, so when Guaido claimed that he had won the election.
So Trump is talking to Guaido
now? Yeah, yeah, the U.S. government.
And is it pronounced Guaido?
I've heard it pronounced
that. Okay.
Could be Guaido?
Guido? Yeah.
It's G-U-A-I-D-O with an accent over it.
Guaido.
Guaido? Anyway, more coming up here. You did spend some time in South America. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So what about, what was his name? This thug that they interviewed here?
Negrito?
Negrito, yeah. We'll find out more about him coming up, too. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DinoVite.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dinovite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And is oral care important to you? Well, it should be. I mean, no one wants to kiss a nasty old mouth. Do you want to have a whiter, cleaner smile and fresh breath? Well, my magic mud is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay.
Wow, that stuff works.
Yeah, you've used it?
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. And it makes your teeth whiter. It definitely cleans your mouth.
Right, the next line in this is, sounds crazy, right? Like, it seems counterintuitive that you could put black stuff in your mouth.
Your whole mouth is going to be so black.
Yeah, for a moment.
For a moment, and then you wash it out, and it's white.
After a few days, it definitely, according to Mark, who is like a coffee drinker, he said he saw a significant difference after a few days. And, by the way, we used to advertise My Magic Mud way back when they were first getting started, and so all of our crew has experience. I've got their toothpaste, actually, up in the bathroom right now.
I've got some My Magic Mud at home.
Yeah, I was buying My Magic Mud in the time when they weren't an advertiser, because it's a great product. And it's very, very good. You can use it every day for 4 days, then every 3 or 4 days afterward, and you'll see the effects. Clinically proven, in fact, to whiten teeth. And it cleans better than regular toothpaste as well. You can get My Magic Mud at most local health food stores like Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, and even Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. But here on Free Talk Live, we can get you 20% off with code FTL20, and that helps us because then they know that we sent you to them. Go to MyMagicMud.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, 20, so like 20%, FTL20 to get 20% off. MyMagicMud.com. If you order enough, there's like a certain minimum order. You can also get free shipping, which is pretty awesome.
Nice.
Check it out. And
it doesn't really go bad, so you should order a lot.
Stores for a long time too, and it takes a long time to get through one of those containers as well.
Yeah.
So really good product, and nice folks, and liberty-loving folks who made it. Like I said, we interviewed Jessica, who is one of the founders of the company, recently on the show, and I was like, we can say we knew you when, like all the way back at Porkfest when they were.
I remember there being a booth at Porkfest where people were brushing their teeth. And I was like, what's going on? And everyone had black teeth and black stuff in their mouth.
What kind of cult have you stumbled into?
What is this?
Welcome to the Free State Project.
Right. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL20. All right, so we've been talking about the violence and the terrible living conditions down there in Venezuela, thanks to the government. Thanks to their economic policies of just turning on the money printing presses and going to town and then hyperinflating the currency.
How much should we really blame just the government and not at all the people who voted for that
Basically
government?
Zero.
I wonder.
Wait, are you saying don't blame the people or blame?
Do blame the people, yeah. Blame the people.
Yeah, because, I mean, how much of a fight did they put up against Maduro and all the promises that he made for all the
free
stuff?
Yeah, but who was he running against? There's probably somebody else who sucked.
Yeah, but
know.
What about when they confiscated the guns?
Yeah, that was bad.
I don't
they
know
didn't do
about
anything
the history.
About
I'm just saying, like, maybe these people went along with really bad ideas for a long time.
Well, they say you get the government you deserve. Or that the people get the government that they deserve.
I don't know that that's true in all cases, but I'm wondering if it's true in this case.
Well, I mean, at what point? People, like you're saying.
I never heard about any resistance to this government.
People have to have a point at which that they're going to stop going along to get along, right? Like to where they will be willing to resist. And at what point would that be here in the United States? People have been pretty, brainwashed here.
I know. There used to be, I mean, I don't know. It seems like the U.S. or the Americas has this tradition of, knowledge and philosophy about the dangers of a welfare system and the virtues of independence, where we look down on a Sarah who might do better for herself and for the world if she were more independent and not dependent on handouts. And if you're part of a culture, a whole country of people who are like, yeah, we want more of that.
More handouts.
More Sarahs. We all want to be Sarahs.
That's bad. That's not going to lead to good things.
But yeah, give that 10, 20 years, 30 years, and it's, the worst place on earth.
Right, they can't even take the natural resource of oil and make money on that these days.
Yeah, so
that's how bad it is there.
Yeah.
So let's continue. A little bit more here from the Associated Press, and they're going to tell us about what life is like. They've kind of been summarizing some of the political ramifications of what's been going on there. You've got two different socialists who are fighting over the country. I think
that's
another important point.
Are these people still unaware? I don't want to be mean, but are they unaware of the consequences
I don't
of
know.
Their philosophy?
Everyone else left. That's the thing. Like
all the people who
there's
understood.
Fight or flight, and flight is easy. I mean, like, we all moved here.
Yep.
I didn't need to fight the state of California.
Right. Right.
It's easy. Venezuelans, they go to Colombia. Buenos Aires, mm-hmm. Colombia, all over South America.
Anywhere else is better than where they were.
So that's the deal.
So, what you're saying is the ones who are smart enough got out.
Thank goodness for open borders.
I mean, if you're running a business in Venezuela and you see other businesses being nationalized, do you want to keep going? Because you could be next, right?
I'm amazed. I mean, one of the people who uses AnyPay in Venezuela is like a cupcake shop. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's cute. That's great. I'm glad there are people to buy cupcakes.
Open.
Yeah. But why would you open a business there? Like, why wouldn't you just open a business
to try to help
your
people? You know, like, to some extent, there's probably you know how people are about where they live, right? Like, the place where they were born, they kind of hold on to a certain love for that place. It may not apply to us because we've moved from the places we were born, but for a lot of people, it's like, that's my town. You know, that's my team. Those are my people, even though it doesn't really mean, in the scheme of things, it probably doesn't mean anything. But to them, it does, you know, and they have a real connection with the people that they grew up with there. And, like, if people are hungry around you and you have the ability to cook and you don't want to leave, then you probably want to try to, like, feed those people, would be my guess.
Yeah.
And plus, like, your family and friends are not on the same page. Like, they don't all understand that it's easier for you all to just leave.
Right.
So, I mean,
you want to leave, but they don't? What do you do?
Yeah, what do? You love them. You're attached to them. Maybe you're reliant on them in emotional or economic ways.
Or maybe they're relying on you. You're the breadwinner.
That's right. You know, and what obligation do you have to the people who created you?
You don't have an obligation, but a lot of people feel like you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a result of the chaos, as the AP, crime has not so much disappeared as simply morphed in form. While assaults are down, reports of theft and pilfering of everything from copper telephone wires to livestock are surging. Meanwhile, drug trafficking and illegal gold mining illegal gold mining?
Oh.
Okay. Have become default activities for organized crime.
That doesn't sound
rock
like a crime.
Gathering.
Right. Well, this is what happens in a country where the government has total economic controls.
I'd be willing to bet that gold mining is illegal in the United States, too.
I don't know. It would be interesting to find that out. When night falls, streets in Caracas clear as most residents abide by an undeclared curfew out of fear for their safety. Despite the significant drop in killings, Venezuelans tend not to gaze at their cell phones in the streets. Many of you got to be aware, your situational awareness. If you're in New Hampshire, you walk around with your cell phone, you're probably not going to get robbed.
You're going to hit someone, though.
That could happen. In Mexico, you know, my concern was falling through a hole in the streets. There literally were holes in the Acapulco streets. If you weren't paying attention, you're going in one of them and break a leg.
Wow.
Or at the very least, hurt yourself in some way. We'll talk about more about what is life like for criminals in Venezuela. Coming up here at 855-450-FREE. Or at least, how the AP wants you to think. 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, Derek Jane wants to take us to talk radio hell with abortion. It's on the way.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Congressman from Kentucky Thomas Massey objected to a disaster aid bill in the House, forcing the bill to be delayed until the full House is in session for a vote. The Kentucky Republican is blaming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for the delay.
Let's be clear. This is a crisis of Nancy Pelosi's own making. She wanted to send everybody home for a four-day weekend. She sent us on recess for 10 days without voting on this legislation, without calling it for a vote. She sent us home on Thursday instead of Friday.
One day, two arraignments for attorney Michael Avenatti, who is proclaiming himself to be an innocent man after being arraigned in New York federal court on charges of trying to extort sneaker giant Nike out of more than $20 million and swindling his former client Stormy Daniels out of $300,000 in book sales. Avenatti saying he's 100% not guilty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free and join us here if you want. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we do have the Discord on air call in line rooms. Over at discord.lrn.fm if you want to join us there. And by the way, the Discord server is where you can interact regularly. I mean, there's people in there pretty much all hours of the day and the night. And you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Some of them you have heard as callers to the show. Others never call, but that's fine. Most people that listen never will call, and that's okay. But you can interact with them for free. It's a free chat server. There's different rooms. There's one for cryptocurrency discussion, one for gaming. There's several different rooms there. And then there's, of course, the ones that allow you to call in during our live show. But it's free, so you can download the Discord app, load that up on your smart device or your laptop or computer, whatever it is you want. There's apps for pretty much every operating system out there, and it's free. Go to discord.lrn.fm. And Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news on their news site and engage with the community on their forums. And you can learn more over at Bitcoin.com. And one of the other things you mentioned earlier, Stephen, talking about how people in Venezuela need to be able to get in and out of Bitcoin. So they're using Bitcoin for remittances, but some people are using, say, local Bitcoins as a website to, for instance, sell their Bitcoin and get Bolivar so that they can then buy things locally at places that don't yet accept cryptocurrency. Well, coming up in about a week from today, the folks over at Bitcoin.com are going to be launching a competitor to local Bitcoins. Mm-hmm. They're going to call it local.bitcoin.com, and that is where you will be able to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash with, let's say, dollars or Bolivar or whatever. It's going to be a global site, so people in Venezuela will be able to use this site, and they'll be able to avoid all the terrible fees that they have to currently pay with Bitcoin BTC, and There's no know your customer requirements to sign up for an account at local.bitcoin.com. In fact, you can go there right now and sign up for the account, even though they haven't officially launched the site. They haven't opened up the site's full features yet, but this account registration is there. You can even post a selling advertisement. So if you have Bitcoin Cash you want to sell, you can post that ad, but again, nobody can respond to the ad yet until June 4th, so about a week from today. So check it out over at local.bitcoin.com. And from what I understand, they're also going to encrypt the communications between buyers and sellers.
Beautiful.
So the site itself will not be able to know what is being talked about unless you need the site to, like, arbitrate a dispute. And they're going to allow later on, I think, for other people to be arbitrators. So, like, there could be, like, a professional arbitrators on the site.
This is wonderful.
It's really interesting what they've got planned there.
Bitcoin.com is growing at such a fast pace and producing all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, I was at their offices a few weeks ago in Tokyo. I'd never been there before. And, man, some of the stuff they were telling me about that they've got working is really exciting. Some of it I can't talk about on the air.
Yeah.
But local.bitcoin.com, I can. So I'm excited about it.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm planning on trying it out. I've already got an account registered there.
Me too.
So I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, it seems already leagues better than localbitcoins.com, which I've used and loved for years.
Oh, localbitcoins, I think, is always going to have a warm spot in my heart, for sure. But they got cracked down on by the government recently. They had to, by according to the Finnish government, I think it was, because I think they're based in Finland, they had to implement mandatory know-your-customer requirements on all sellers.
Well, good thing that bitcoin.com is based in St. Bits.
That's right, wherever that is. Well, again, you know, they're also saying, hey, look, we're not even holding the funds. So they're not, that's another important part, is they got, I think, what they're calling blind escrow.
Right.
Where they're not involved in anything except running a website, basically.
And Bitcoin is such a great technology to enable more freedom. And
well, in this case, I think it's Bitcoin Cash apparently now has a way to do, like, escrow or coding or something. So it's going to be like a smart contract, basically.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Because of the new signature type that you were saying was no good.
Oh, I don't like that.
Signatures.
Yeah, I guess I'm torn on that.
Yeah, that's beyond my level.
Once it does something cool for me, then I'm happy. But
okay.
This
well,
whole
blind escrow
thing
sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it does sound cool, but in the meantime, it broke my app, and I was I'm not happy about all these changes.
Well, that's what happens.
Making changes.
Changes can break things.
Stop
right?
it.
Change for the sake of change, is that good? Well, that's arguable. So we've been talking about Venezuela and the criminal class there. Not the government criminals, but the other criminals. The ones that are more likely to, you know, put a gun or a knife in your back and just rob you straight out in the streets. As a result of the chaos, they say here that, or when night falls, most in Caracas abide by an undeclared curfew out of fear for their safety. Despite the significant drop in killings, Venezuelans aren't looking at their cell phones in the streets. Many leave gold and silver wedding rings in secure places at home, while others have grown accustomed to checking whether they're being followed. Quote, Venezuela remains one of the most violent countries in the world. This according to Dorothy Kronick, who teaches political science at the University of Pennsylvania and has carried out extensive research in Caracas's slums. She says, it has wartime levels of violence, but no war. El Negrito, this is the 24-year-old hoodlum, the criminal that they interviewed for the story, leads four hired gangsters called the Crazy Boys, a band that forms part of an intricate criminal network in Petare, one of Latin America's largest and most feared slums. The gangster, who agreed to an interview with two associates at their hillside hideout in Caracas, said his group now carries out roughly 5 kidnappings a year. That's down from the past, he says, considerably. Because, I mean, how are they going to pay the ransom? I mean, you can't kidnap people if they can't pay the ransom, right? Such says here that such express abductions are big business.
How many kidnappings do you think there are around here?
That's a good question.
I mean, how does that compare to
I haven't heard
of
one.
World?
Well, New Hampshire was ranked number 50 out of 50 states for the most violent crime.
Okay, so not violent at all.
Not violent at all, but more violent than 2 Canadian states.
I think it is New Hampshire, as far as murder is concerned per capita, just behind Vermont as the number 2 least murderous state. So it is not murderous at all here. Vermont, like the difference between the two is very, very fractional.
I don't know about you guys, but kidnapping sounds scarier than murder to me. I don't, you know, I'd rather just be dead real quick than
you may not be dead real quick
me.
By a murder. I mean, it could be like a slaughtering where you're slowly murdered. That would be.
But you
horrible.
Might get away with the kidnapping.
What? Oh, yeah, I might get away from the kidnapper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like, I hear stories that's all true. The time of girls who a were kidnapped ladies, for like yeah. 5 years or something, and then they get out.
Yeah.
I knew a guy who wanted to be kidnapped. It was what? Like a fetish.
That's kinky.
Yeah, it was a fetish. He wanted somebody to like pull up in a van.
That's so interesting.
With black masks and kidnap him. You
wow.
probably know him.
That's a fascinating.
He runs a Bitcoin fetish. Vending machine in Manchester.
Yeah, immediately had a guess.
Wow, well, that's kind of fun.
So, going on here about the crazy boys. Typically, a victim is nabbed and held hostage for up to 48 hours, while loved ones scramble to gather as much cash as they can find, while kidnappers focus on speed and a quick return rather than on the size of the payout. El Negrito said the ransom they set depends on what a victim's car costs, and the deal can turn deadly if demands aren't met. But like many of his associates, he has considered leaving the trade in Venezuela and emigrating. Neighbors say the life expectancy for his street thugs is about 25 years.
I hope he immigrates somewhere where people have guns.
And can stop him
yeah.
from doing these things. He's got a gun. Because, you know, criminals are willing to
where good guys have guns.
Right, yeah. He said people have quit the world of crime and sought more honest work abroad, fearing stiff penalties in other countries where laws are more enforced. That's interesting. So suggesting that the police aren't anywhere to be found, that if you get kidnapped in Venezuela, you better pay the ransom or go and find the kidnappers yourself and do something about it because the police aren't going to help you.
Wow.
They're too busy trying to find food, would be my guess. While explaining
they're
probably
fed enough. They work for the government.
Probably true.
They can get all the... Well,
there was a story about the soldiers, like, killing goats or whatever because they didn't have enough food at one point. This was a couple of years ago now. I mean, again, you presume the government's taking care of its own, you know, soldiers as much as they can. While explaining the struggles to support his wife and young daughter, El Negrito passed a silver pistol between his hands. A Bible lay open to Proverbs on a dresser as a breeze turned the pages.
See what I'm saying about this being made up? This is they made that part up. They made some amount of this up.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want here. On the way, abortion and the last abortion clinic in one state. Derek will tell us. Coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of Nye Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love Nye Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. We're talking about a story from the Associated Press talking about how the difficulties in Venezuela are even affecting the criminals, because if people are generally poorer, then the criminals cannot steal as much from their victims, as we've found out with their interview of El Negrito and his gangsters from the Crazy Boys, a band of what they call an intricate criminal network in one of Latin America's largest and most feared slums. But even El Negrito himself is talking about leaving the country and maybe taking on honest work, because it's just not working out with all the kidnappings these days. It's getting harder and harder to find people who are able to pay a ransom. And then, of course, you know, even if you get the ransom money, it starts losing value the moment it, you know, gets paid to you. So if you want to share your thoughts with us, you're welcome to join us here. Also, I do want to say thank you to Liberate Ops. Liberate Ops. O-P-E-S. We need to have people tell us how to pronounce their names, too, because I don't know if I butchered that. But he or she is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier.
O-P-U-S at
O-P-E-S.
The end?
Oops. Oops. I think it's Oops. Liberate Oops. Anyway, thank you for being a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, which means he or she is giving $5 per month via either PayPal or credit card or even Bitcoin BTC to the Free Talk Live AMP program, which helps us get on more radio stations. As you know, we finally crossed the 200 radio station threshold recently.
Woohoo!
So, yeah, which is pretty great.
That is cool.
And it's thanks to listeners like Liberate Ops for backing us up with the AMP program. That's what AMP stands for. Advertise, market, promote. It's money that we can help market Free Talk Live with. In fact, we're going to be using some of that money to go to New York City coming up here in about a week.
What are you going there for?
New York City.
The Talkers.
Hey. Oh, man. That's what part of the town?
Manhattan.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's at a place called the Helen Mills Theater, I think.
Helen Mills Theater.
So probably the theater district.
Hey, you got to go to La Sirene.
What is that?
Fine French restaurant. Uses AnyPay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love it.
Is it on the map?
It's on the map.
I will be looking at the AnyPay map, and I will see if it is anywhere near the hotel.
There are two.
If it's two restaurants that take...
Yeah, Soho and Upper West Side.
Ooh, okay. That increases the odds, then, that we could go. That's pretty cool. Because it's so hard to find cryptocurrency-accepting restaurants in places with, like, the coin map. It's so out of date.
Impossible.
That's why you need the prove it map.
You're gonna, right. you're going to be set for disappointment if you look on any other map.
My God.
You go there and they don't take it.
I went to Austin a year ago, your hometown, Stephen. This tech hub, you know, the cool, hip, Austin's so cool. And I looked at the coin map and I'm like, all right, I got some time to kill in Austin. I want to go to this cool, hip town's got to have a place where I can spend cryptocurrency. It's got to be at least one place where I can go.
Nope.
And I went through the entire list of the purported restaurants on the coin map, coinmap.org, which is a cool map and everything. I went through every single one of them, tried calling, tried, you know, finding websites, tried finding anything. And they were either didn't exist anymore or didn't even know anything about taking cryptocurrency. There were a bunch of, like, Asian restaurants on there, but what actually it was an intermediary. So there was a company that would do, like, the delivery for you, and you could pay the delivery company in cryptocurrency to go and pick up from these places. So if you called the, you know, the Japanese restaurant or whatever, they had no idea. They didn't know anything about cryptocurrency. They didn't know you could pay cryptocurrency for their product. I didn't try doing that because, to me, that's not the real deal. Like, it's cool. I'm glad that that thing exists, but I want to be able to go into a place, sit down, and pay with cryptocurrency when I'm done. Austin didn't have anything like that.
Well, Austin has one business that uses AnyPay. It's Liberty Stickers.
That's true, Liberty Stickers.
Okay, cool. Which is where we get our bumper stickers.
Oh, you know what? And, you know, we should get Michael Cargill to use AnyPay.
The gun store guy.
Yeah, he will take Bitcoin, but, you know, if he wants to be on the map, and
that map is the coolest map. So let's talk a little more about that. It's AnyPayMap.com.
Yeah, I call it the Prove It Map, so it's proveitmap.com, but if it's easier for people to just remember, it's the AnyPay Merchants, AnyPayMap.com. So, you know, a couple of different URLs that all go to the same place, but basically it's a map, and what's the problem is, all these other maps, as we've been talking about, they just lie to you, because you get your hopes up like, oh, wow, Boston, gosh, there are over 100 businesses that take Bitcoin.
It's not even that many.
Zero. Try zero businesses in Boston. Because we know, because there are Bitcoin Cash meetups there, there's Dash meetups, they don't even try anymore.
It is zero.
It's actually zero. And
so sad.
But Cape Cod has a boat rental place now.
Now there's a boat rental place in Cape Cod, so we've got one in Massachusetts, one Bitcoin accepting business. And no, all these other maps, you'll see, oh, well, there must be millions of places in the world accepting Bitcoin. No, the reality is, it's only a handful, and we give you the reality. We'll tell you what places.
There's no BS on the AnyPay map.
Because we've got some in Portsmouth that it's embarrassing. That our hometown, they've gone gray.
And what does that mean?
They haven't taken Bitcoin in over 3 months. And so if you go into a business that's gray.
I feel bad at the yellow. I'm like, oh, my God, we need to save these people. Because yellow is what, like a month
over,
to 3 months?
Over a week.
Oh, it's a week. Okay,
over a week, they start to get yellow.
What's red?
Over a month.
Okay, that's, yeah.
You're really in danger there. Yep. If you haven't had a customer to pay you in Bitcoin in over a month.
That's when the cashiers are going to start forgetting how to do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, man, the Felix from Thailand, he's a huge power user. He's like you or us. And he set up many businesses. And he was complaining, like, oh, the map keeps turning yellow and red. Like, it looks bad. Yeah. It's like, yeah, well, there aren't that many people going there, and they're going to forget about it.
Well, and there's also the problem of the cryptocurrency holders who will not spend it. They do not see they don't understand the value of spending cryptocurrency, and they just hold on to it. Okay. So you may even have people in the area in Thailand or whatever who are cryptocurrency holders, but they're not going out and spending it, and that doesn't.
Well, they're worthless. I'm sorry. I don't care about. If you're not going to use the stuff, then you might be a great guy, but I'm not interested. We don't connect on that level.
Yeah.
You know, it's boring.
I don't want to insult the person. I want to persuade them. I want to explain to them that if, like we said earlier, if the guy hadn't bought the pizzas, Laszlo, you know, if he hadn't bought the two pizzas for 10,000 bitcoins back in the past, now somebody probably would have bought something eventually, but the fact that people spend cryptocurrency is what makes it worth something. The fact that it's useful and usable and is being used is why it's useful.
Well, frankly, I don't think it's going to work out that people using Bitcoin is what makes it the most useful. I think it's going to be machines using Bitcoin to get what they want that will be the most transactions.
like Internet of Things.
Yeah, like different applications, different data.
What was that one you were telling me about that it has like the most transactions?
Like Weather SV. Okay, right. So this is a really cool app that's built into the Bitcoin, and it uses. It uses public weather data from in different places over the world.
This is like weather.com.
Yeah, it uses live weather data from sensors, I think weather.com.
Hmm.
And then every hour it puts the data into the Bitcoin database.
Why?
Why? So that there's a permanent record that is unalterable of what the weather was.
Cuz
you know, any company that publishes a website with data, they could change the data.
Where'd you get that information?
They could change the data over time. They could go back, send it down the memory hole. A hacker could come and change the data.
Yeah.
But not if it's in a permanent database that has a timestamp every 10 minutes. It's basically almost impossible to override the timestamp.
That's interesting.
Right. So that's just one example of an app. And so basically you can pay. I paid to activate Portsmouth, and you could pay to activate Keen. It was... like, I don't know, $5 or something to get weather data for a whole year. So I paid the fees to put that information in the database. Now every hour it's putting the weather information about Portsmouth, and people are activating cities all over the world.
How about that?
Now it's like a public infrastructure now for weather.
Yeah, but it still depends on people to use it. The whole argument here is that
people
sit there and are like, I have Bitcoin, I'm cool. It's like, yeah. That is cool. That's the first step.
The first step.
Then you got to use it. If you don't,
now, I don't
then
blame
what are we doing?
Right. I don't blame somebody who's like, well, I don't want to use it. It's got a $3 fee. Okay, I gotcha.
No,
Dash or Bitcoin Cash or one of the other cryptocurrencies out there where the fees are very, very low. There are alternatives. And, of course, with AnyPay, there's the 10% back on both Dash and Bitcoin Cash via Dash Back. And
also, you can dial your fee down pretty low. I think Roger just had a bet with a big popular guy in Bitcoin Clone Vase about,
yeah, I heard about this.
Oh, you can't send me Bitcoin for 1 cent.
He could.
And he did. It took 10 years. Oh, really?
Yeah, from what I understand, they had their people mined into a block. But there's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Check out that AnyPay map. It's pretty slick over at anypaymap.com.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. And maybe you've got something in your area that you didn't even know about. It's possible. We're coming up here. Free Talk Live.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.